Welcome to the Merchant Princelings podcast.
Welcome to episode 53 of the Merchant Princelings podcast.
53rd of her name, long may she reign.
Indeed.
Intermittently may she reign. I feel like that's the best way to do it.
Please elaborate.
Intermittently in that we've somehow done 53 episodes over like less than 2 years, but it feels like we leave whacking great 6 week gaps between episodes.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit, isn't it? It's life, isn't it?
I don't really get it. I don't really understand how time works anymore.
Yeah.
We've been pretty busy boys.
It's been mad busy for me.
Well, you can't prove time exists, so is it really a thing?
No, you can't. It's just entropy, right? It's just decay. Yeah.
Cool. And I've seen enough bullshit films that get time travel so wrong. I just don't care for it anymore. Like, I'm just finished with it. It's just done to
everyone,
me.
Everyone. You know what I mean? Everyone. I can't think of maybe Back to the Future 2.
I like Back to the Future because it doesn't take itself seriously. It's just this happens and it's fine. But some of these other bullshit ones are just kill me now.
Tell me some of these bullshit ones.
Star Trek.
Yeah, well, that's like Star Trek didn't really go back in time. It's like alternate, right?
But it is the weakest sci-fi universe out there.
Marvel.
Yeah. Has gone downhill. I used to quite enjoy.
Massively. But to tell you what, right, I've got to tell you this thing.
Terminator, because it literally contradicts itself and doesn't fucking work.
Literally never seen it.
I've got to tell you about Marvel. I've got to tell you about Marvel before we go.
Hang on. Tom. Whoa. Oh, you haven't seen The Terminator or Terminator 2,
I feel like long-term listeners will have picked up that I've actually seen very few films or TV programs, and Terminator is one of those items that I have never seen.
Okay.
I've not seen any of them. I've not seen the originals. I've not seen Arnie. I've not seen the Sarah Connor one.
Christ.
Obviously, like, I'm aware of I'll Be Back, but I've not seen it.
Right, cut, stage left, Marvel, send it.
Yeah, well, yeah, just to bring it back to some sort of reality.
I need to get off the topic of Giles having yet again not seen anything.
It's just the worst. So I watched it's been out a few years, but we watched it because the second one is in the cinema. I watched the animated Spider-Man film.
Good things.
Will, it's the best Marvel film.
See,
by
I haven't watched them because I thoroughly dislike all of that horseshit. But I've only heard good things about Into the Spider-Man, I think it's called.
The Spider-Verse, yeah.
Oh, Into the Spider-Verse,
Unreal.
Yeah.
I was really impressed by it. Killer soundtrack, killer film all round. 10 out of 10, very impressed.
Okay, all right. I probably won't watch it, but I might watch it.
But if it pops up, if it's on, you know, you're at a Heresy event, you're in the hotel, it's on. The Mummy 2 is having a week off.
I was just about to say. the Hobbit's not on.
The first Hobbit as well. Like, never.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Maybe we should make a weekend of it. Maybe the three of us should get together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Each pick a film that we think the others should have to watch.
Okay. Yeah. Go on. So, what would
I'm going to have to watch some films to be able to pick one.
Oh, fucking
true. It's true. I would like. I mean, I want to say Con Air because it's one of my three favorite films of all time.
Yeah.
But you've seen it, Tom, and you know how awesome it is.
He probably
just needs to do his homework with Frank and watch it, and then he'll understand. So I'm thinking more something. Maybe neither of you have seen. Maybe something like Rise of the Foot Soldier. Something really bad.
I've seen that.
Okay, all right, let's go again then. What about Sex Lives of the Potato Men?
No, I mean, and honestly, that's fucking dreadful. Like,
that's got Mackenzie Crook and Johnny Vegason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a massive Mackenzie Crook fan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. In that case, we'll just have to go Aliens, Bosch, done. Yeah.
The worst film.
Not saying
fucking high.
The worst film. Honestly, that that film is actual trash.
All right. What are you going to go for, Tom? Tell us. Come on.
What film that I want you both to watch that you might not have watched?
Correct.
Hunt for Red October.
Old Shauno. Classic. Love it.
Yeah. Shauno.
But I feel like Giles probably hasn't seen it.
Yeah, not a clue. I'm assuming it's about
it's really good, actually.
World War Two.
Yeah. No, it's not World War Two. It's more like 90s.
It's the Cold War, I think, isn't it?
Okay, but it is Soviet related.
Yeah, it's fall of the Soviet Union. A submarine is stolen by a Russian captain who wants to defect and use the submarine as his gift to the West to allow him and his crew to defect. Yeah. No one believes that the Red October is actually defecting. They think it's the Russians making a move. So Alec Baldwin runs around as the hero. As the hero of the story, trying to convince everyone that he knows this Russian captain who is Sean Connery, and he thinks he's trying to defect. All the dates line
Sean
up.
Sean Connery's playing a Russian.
Yeah, well, he's just Scottish, right?
Everyone else on the boat is
Russian, and he's just Scott. Even Tim Curry puts on a Scottish accent, a Russian accent. Yeah. But Sean
well Curry's as well. Yeah.
Who's Tim Curry?
I'm sure I'd
recognise him.
Honestly, let's just talk about heresy.
Yeah, right.
Have you heard about someone called Luther? I think you'd both enjoy him. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mean I've forgotten his name in
I'm not
the
talking
wire.
About Idris Elba. This is
Yeah, he
Lord of the First.
He was doing Idris Elba.
The true Lord of the First.
Idris Elba there. Weren't you, Will?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Second best Luther, to be fair.
Yeah.
Luther, what's Luther about? Tell me more. What's the premise? Is he a spaceman?
He's a wannabe spaceman. And he just wants the best for his people. And he gets led astray. It's great.
What film are you going to pick, Giles, that you think Tom and I probably haven't seen? Is it Luther?
No.
Season 3 of Love Island.
I was going to reference a porn title, but I couldn't come up with one off the top of my head or something. I don't know. I'd have to think about this further.
Okay. We'll put a pin in it, yeah?
I feel like all the films I enjoy, you two are both like fully aware of and involved in. So I think I would struggle to bring new things to the table.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Although, I still haven't seen the extended version, so maybe that should be it. Wait, what? I know.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't think I've seen all the extended versions. No.
High five.
Neither of you have.
Yeah, man.
No.
Didn't really know that they even existed until about...
It's because like, they always cost like £4, and then the actual Lord of the Rings are often free to stream if you've got access to most of the platforms. I just never get around to watching the extended. I mean, as much as I would love to.
This is fucking wildness. This is really wigging me out.
I have to buy it on DVD. Yeah. Like, watch it on the Xbox 360.
I don't think I have a DVD player.
Xbox 360, honestly.
You got a PlayStation 2, 3? PlayStation 3 played DVD.
I don't know. Do the new Xboxes have a slot? I think my one does have a slot, so I can probably just bosh it in there, right?
Really showing your sort of age here a little bit. You know what I mean? Does the Xbox still play DVDs? I've still got a 360.
I'm the youngest person here.
Well, yeah, but only like in the term of age, but not in like the cultural appropriation or like awareness of anything.
There was a faction that I couldn't. Like if I could choose between having a young body or being culturally young, I know which one I'm going for.
Yeah, okay.
And don't know about you. Well, I hit some deadlifts this week, and now I can't walk. So, who's the real daddy?
Yeah, not me, because I'm on a diet, and because of my diet, we have now written into the risk assessment at work, and I genuinely mean this, that Tom's energy levels ain't what she used to be.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, so I am like...
Such a little gremlin.
Yeah, so by about like...
You've drunk so much Coke since you were like 12 that you can no longer operate at full energy levels without being riddled full of dark, sugary liquid.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I will never forget when we went to the doubles at Bad Moon, and you were quaffing them. You know, I mean, 3, 4, 5, 6 at a time. Yeah. And that random kid kept drinking yours and then being like, oh, sorry, mate, and buying you another one. You're, yeah, just getting more, you're just getting more and more angry about it.
And you know what? That was genuine as well. Like, I felt like if that was a kid down the club, he'd have got a clobbering. It would have been clobbering time.
Because, ground and pound, yeah. But
yeah, because I was already pissed off of him because of his army. And then that kept happening. And I was like, me and this kid are going to not get on.
Yeah, Ollie and I both were like, oh, should we treat ourselves to a full fat Coke each? So we did, and we got about halfway through the can each and was like, Jesus Christ, my teeth feel like they've got a shag rug fitted onto them. I think I'll have to put that down. It was insane. And then we just turn around and Tom's just quaffing it, just like bash, yeah, bash.
Yeah, not a fan, if I'm honest, of people drinking my Cokes.
Fucking too right. I don't like people drinking anything of mine. No, so let alone
really triggered me, to be honest. Yeah. But yeah, we move, right, as someone else on this podcast said. People might have noticed by the title that I've probably noticed is I've probably put as Ramble Episode 4 or whatever, that we don't really have much of a plan for this episode, more than
I like acapella.
Yeah, we'll call it acapella.
I like acapella.
Acapella, and then in brackets remix or something like that.
Mid-song reload.
And essentially this is just,
should we call it acapella DJ Sergeant remix?
Let's do it. This is just us
with a mid-song reload.
I fucking give up trying with that sentence. That's the first time of me trying. I'm not going to bother.
Go on, Tom. Go on, try again. Go on.
Let's talk about Epic. Let's talk about Epic.
No.
Okay. What's Epic?
Okay. Well, John.
I'm glad that the people that won it have got it. Personally, don't give a fuck.
I know what you mean now. I got you.
But, do you see what I mean?
Like I said, those that won it, please have a good time.
You don't want it, or you do want it?
It does nothing for me. Why would I have tiny space marines when I can have slightly larger tiny space marines? It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. I do see your point.
But like I say, those people have been waiting for it for a long time, and I hope those that have been waiting thoroughly enjoy it. I hope it's a good game for you guys. It's not my bag, and that's okay. And I feel like sometimes the internet, it's got to be real divisive. Got to have an opinion. And you know what, guys? No, you don't have to have an opinion. Sometimes you can just be glad for your friends that wanted something and they got it. It doesn't affect me. So don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Certainly, I really like the little preview they did. Maybe it was today with the new rapier carriages. They look really cool. Is that maybe like a prelude going into actual full-scale 30K, that they're going to redo rapiers in plastic and that will be the kit?
Yeah, I think Yeah, because they look quite different.
Quite like that.
Yeah, that's
really, yeah, and I really like the idea of them bringing back tarantulas with different weapon options. I think that's a really cool thing that they could do.
Yeah, well, those tarantulas look wildly different, right? So
hugely different, yeah.
So a new tarantula kit, I think, would go down quite well, and hopefully see some play.
Yeah. I wonder if they even sell them still, actually, which is...
Well, if they do, they're going to be 35 quid a base or something silly like that.
Yeah, a gun or whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be a fixed thing. For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cool. We saw the Assault Marines, the miniature new Assault Marines, which were pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was a few weeks ago, I think it was. Yeah, it was a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
So. The miniature Assault Marines are interesting in that they're obviously the same sort of Mark VI sculpt that we've seen already.
Yeah.
So where like we got surprised with the Mark VI sculpt and everyone was like, okay, well, Mark VI, yeah, it is what it is. You know, that's the stream we watched around your house. And then we get that in Epic. Okay, cool, that's what we're getting in Epic. So now you can kind of take it as gospel that everything coming in Epic is what we're gonna get in plastic. So the Solar Auxilia Sentinel guys, the redone rapier, the redone tarantula, things like that, you know, the Derrideo You know, I don't think anyone spotted too many differences, but the Derrideo is obviously rumoured to be the next Dreadnought we're getting.
Oh, because that was on the roadmap, wasn't it? Yeah.
So maybe there's some differences on the Derrideo that, you know, people can notice. I don't know, but yeah, it seems indicative of what we're getting for sure.
Yeah, which is actually I'm kind of fine with. As a game system, I'm not going to bother with it, I don't think. I like the idea of it. I think it'll be something for some people, but I feel like it's
something that if they're running like combined events, we've got Epic going on at the same time. Like, it'll be sick to walk past and see the armies, but something that I want to be putting my personal hobby energy in, because otherwise I'll just be spreading it too thinly.
I think it's one of those things that it's like, it's for those people. I mean, without being mean to anyone, because I know they listen to this podcast, but it is the people who are loudest for Epic are the people who are loudest for Games Workshop in general.
Yeah.
Apart from Lee, strangely.
Yeah.
But most of the people who we know who are really keen for Epic are the people who are just genuinely really loud for Games Workshop, which is fine, right? But that's kind of where it's coming from. But I think that if you take Greetings as an event that is most likely to have cross game narrative, you know, so what is playing out in Epic,
one cross pollination,
what's playing out in one room on Epic is playing out in the other room in 28 mil, right? I can see a lot of people playing in that game. I can see them getting 20 people to play Epic and playing in that game, but I can't see too many people making it their main game, you know. I might be wrong, but that is how I feel. But you know, I feel like there's quite a few people locally who are quite interested in it. I mean, we'll actually see how that enthusiasm is when it comes out for launch, because as you both know, the 40k hype in Eastbourne is like insurmountable,
you know? Off the chain.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen anything like it.
I think a big thing will be if they, because I think we've talked about it in the past, but when Adeptus Titanicus released, they did a really poor job at at having a intro starting box thing. So hopefully they've learned from their mistakes from that and they don't do that again, because it would be a shame for it to kind of fall off before it's even begun.
So we can just
pray that doesn't happen again. I think it's very interesting to see that they did Adeptus Titanicus and they did Aeronautica.
Yeah,
it was all kind of, I don't know if it was like 100% intentional or it was just, it will get there eventually, that they're all just rolling them into kind of one game system. That might be really good going forward, actually.
They have confirmed it is all rolled into one now, right?
Yeah. It might just make it into a more of a proper game like 40k or Heresy or Age of Sigmar or whatever, which is actually quite good. I actually quite like the idea of that.
So. I think it makes it more, if you can put your Titanicus models you've already owned, so they're not wasted, and your Aeronautica models that you already own, so they're not wasted, into Epic, and then you can play a full game where you've got planes, titans, tanks, and infantry. That's pretty good.
And it might be
more immersive actually than a 28 mil Heresy game in terms of a large battlefield. You know, like Apocalypse and War of the Ring and other big games like that have always been.
The
danger is that you end up never stopping. You know, it's not like you build to a 3K list. You end up having everything.
You just keep filling it out and just keep aiming for 30K, 30K.
Yeah. So yeah, few people locally want it. No one wants the Solar Orcs, so that'll be where I'll swoop in. But I don't think it's going to be massive, boys. Do you? But it, I mean, it's taking up the Heresy Thursdays, which is
Is it taking up? Or I mean, they will have planned the release schedule, won't they? So
they're not,
I feel like yeah. I feel like they're just one used or the to other. That. I feel like they're not wasting Heresy Thursday. I feel like there just wouldn't be a Heresy Thursday if it wasn't Epic, if that makes sense at the moment.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Other priorities to...
I mean, I would rather... you know, I've seen this comment online and I agree with it. I would rather there was no epic whatsoever and there were plastic troops coming. You know, there was some plastic breaches and plastic assault marines and plastic command squads and stuff, and they're all coming a bit quicker rather than the whole studio and rules writing team be divided into another game.
True, yeah.
But that is you know, that is spitting my dummy out a little bit, but...
Yeah. We got a they previewed the Legion Champion last weekend, last week I think it was.
Oh, that's a bad boy sculpt.
Yeah, that was one of the better ones, I think, as well. Yeah, really actually quite like that. Yeah.
I'm quite a fan of, well, it's only, you know, I suppose it's not that great a insight, but I'm quite a fan of them being like, here is the such and such console and he's clearly loyalist.
Yep.
And then here's such and such console, he's clearly traitor. You know?
and then just
having that and being like, you can convert this if you want, if not make your own, but this is roughly what we're going for.
Yep.
That trait, that champion model is my new Raldoran, for sure.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's clever. I didn't think of that.
I'm sure 1,001 other people will be doing similar with Sigismund and, you know, turning it into some of the characters from the books and stuff, I'm sure.
The Sigismund model is showing his time, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, depending how that champion goes together, I don't think it'll be too difficult to traitor him up a bit. Like, you're only ever a couple of chains, a head swap and a shoulder pad swap, like, away from being the 16th Legion. Like, yeah. For example, Night Lords, just stick some flayed skin on there and just get to it. World Eaters might be a bit harder, potentially, but I feel like so much character. Yeah.
So you could probably do quite well with World Eaters, to be fair.
Yeah, and like you've got there's actually some pads on there that aren't just covered in decoration, like a few of the recent models that we've had come out. So there's room to do your own thing. There's space for transfers.
Definitely.
Like a shoulder pad goes so far, so much real estate on a big old shoulder pad. So I agree. Out of the box, it looks very loyalist, but I think it's quite easy to switch up. You could stick an Anvilus, another Chaos pads packs on there. Bosh, suddenly he's thinking, oh, I might be a Death Guard, boys.
And also, to be fair, if you're still playing Great Crusade era, then it's fine, right? It's literally fine.
I agree.
Yeah, the only thing it might not do is it might not gel well with your existing like Praetor models for your Legion. You know, if you put that champion next to like a Night Lord's Praetor, it's going to look, you're going to have to do some work to make them look similar.
This is true.
It's not impossible. You know. But yeah, that was a great reveal. To be fair,
yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely loved it. I think I'll almost certainly be picking a one up at some point.
We also got the Sons of Horus tank guy.
We did, didn't we?
The half out the hatch.
The flag as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe get a bit more for your money compared to the Imperial Fist one.
What, because of the flag?
Because of the flag.
I mean, they're both awful price models.
Yeah.
You know, they cost more than a rhino.
Yeah, it does feel like they really got that wrong, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of an odd one.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of that, if I'm honest. I think that's probably where we get to being, that's the territory of being let down.
Okay.
By the pricing team. But, you know, I'm sure the prices are set by people who have literally no idea what Horus Heresy is.
Of course.
So it's not...
One would imagine.
Yeah, so it's not any one person's fault or anything, you know, so...
Agreed.
So that's good. So not too much on the horizon. No new look at the new campaign or look at this dreadnought. But we are deep into summer now. So yeah, we are expecting what, Mark 3 plus the new dreadnought soon is, and Primarch.
I feel like it's conformed quite well with the timeline. So as you said, Tom, I think those are the next things on the list. I think dreadnought and Primarch. So
We've probably been through it before. But what do you think that means now? What do you think? Do you still think Fulgrim?
No, I think it's going to be either Lorgar or Khan. Yeah, because I think the way I see it is, do they have alternate profiles? And okay. I think the only ones that do beside Horus are the Khan and Lorgar. So
you don't think Khan come out with a campaign book behind them?
Oh, that's juicy, isn't it?
We could get bloody, Demon Angron and whatever.
Yeah, do you think? I like the idea. It'll be really cool if they redid Emperor's Children in 40K, and Fulgrim came alongside it, and as a result we got Fulgrim. But that doesn't feel like a Forge World release. That feels like a Games Workshop release.
Well,
so I don't
Emperor's
know.
Children that have been very heavily rumored for a long time.
Yeah.
The problem is that Emperor's Children do not appear anywhere on the roadmap for 40K.
Yeah. So I think the roadmap
for 40K is absolutely chocker.
It's just week after week, release after release.
It ramps down towards the end of this year, and I would imagine that's to facilitate things like Epic and so forth. If the old world is still coming this year, yes. As far as we've heard it is, but I don't think Games Workshop have announced that it is. But we have got a release date announced by Games Workshop for Epic.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't hate a release next year for Old World, purely because I've got a busy painting schedule for the next couple of months.
Yeah. My hype has definitely diminished for it, based on what I've seen.
I agree. Yeah, I think I hate to say it, I think Bolt Action has put a good old bullet in my Old World hype, truthfully.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could definitely do a whole separate podcast on Bolt Action, and I'm sure that everyone would listen to it.
I've not even played a fucking game yet.
No.
I literally know nothing about it. I just know I want a fucking Panzer IV, and I want to stick some skirts on it.
Oh, take me, I'm yours. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
there's
nothing hotter than that, to be fair.
Yeah, I settled on my basing scheme for them today.
Okay. Tell me.
I even went out and collected some twigs to use in the basing scheme for them.
Well, I am mildly concerned that the twigs that you sent a picture of look, I would say, more in the category of sticks. They look quite sizable.
Oh, there's a big selection.
It's awkward, isn't it? Because I'm clearly okay. In the group chat.
It's good. there is quite a selection of varied stick sizes. But it was on the back of finding, I think it's called Gamer's Grass.
No one knows who they are.
I didn't realise how much they do. They do
Doesn't Rob
so
much dealio with them.
There's a picture of him, I think, on his Instagram, back 4 million posts, where he's on the floor surrounded by boxes of tufts. And I'm assuming that Heather's taken the picture or something, because he's there holding his tufts and it's like an aerial shot looking down at him. And he looks really fucking cute, just surrounded by tufts. He's having a great time.
Gamer's Green. No, that's not right, is it? Gamer's Green. Gamer's Green.
That sounds like something we'd have to get in touch with Dan about.
Yeah, some of that sweet Kush ting. So I finally settled on the basing that I'm going to do, which is going to be jungle, because I'm doing the Japanese, obviously. And going onto this website and just seeing just the most amazing selection of bit. They even have, which is pretty cool, they have these things called laser plants.
Oh, they're so cool.
Yeah, like, by the look of it, they come flat, but they're like a rubbery plastic, and you kind of fold them and mesh them to whichever kind of angle of plants that you want. But the selection of them is amazing. There's ferns, there's brackens.
A couple of episodes ago, or whenever it was, I mentioned that YouTuber Nightshift, right? Who does all the scale modeling stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he does this insane thing, which is like the next level up from washing your tufts.
Sounds like an absolute hero.
Which is like when he's put static grass and tufts on his bases, on his dioramas and stuff, right? He then uses those plants that you're talking about, Will, and like puts little, you know, roots down to act as logs and, you know, stuff like that. Like, all, you know, makes really hyper realistic woodland scenic base, right?
Yeah.
Then he will prime it. All of it. Right? Then he will go in with Tamiya, like a dark green, a mid green, and then the yellow green. And then he will vary the yellow green with white and with the medium green to get different tones. And he will go back in and airbrush the grass and the plants.
That sounds crazy.
But the effect is like tenfold.
Completely off the chain.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's like he's off his fucking chops.
It is what I was going to do on my Imperial Guard bases when I was going to go woodland, first of all. And I was going to
put them all in like,
I was going to put them all in like equivalent of like some foxholes and stuff. And I was going to do that. I was going to, you know, static grass them up, put loads of tufts on and stuff, and then I was going to prime it thoroughly, and then repaint it all with Tamiyas and stuff. But then decided that that would end my life if I tried to do that. So
it would all be over at that point.
Well, the enthusiasm would have drained away.
I've got nothing left.
I've still got my Sherman, which I bought goddamn well in my old house
4 days ago. I
bought it a long time ago, so I've still got that to build when I've got time. But at the moment, I've got commissions and I've got Blood Angels.
Commissions, Tom, you say? How might one get in touch with you about such a thing?
Well, if you're interested in getting some plastic models built, I am kind of just sticking to plastic now, some plastic models built for you, then find me at Mako_model services on Instagram. Drop me a line, drop me a list of what you would like built, and I'll get back to you with a little quote and a time frame. I have let few people know that the time frames have been extended just on the run up to the wedding and stuff, because time and
understandable.
Summer holidays with the kids and everything, just
need that
sweet time. But yeah, I've just finished the last bunch of stuff from a local bloke who delivered me, I don't know if I told you, he delivered me like ogres, savage orcs, Votan, Tyranids. More orcs, loads of stuff. There was some demons in there as well, just loads of bits. And he was a local bloke, saw me on Facebook and just delivered me loads of stuff for that.
So
you can always find me there, that would be great. But because I've got the commissions going on and because I've got my 40k to be getting on with, as well as my Blood Angels, which are like my not rush, take my time thing.
Love it, enjoy it.
There's no reason to not, do you know what I mean? Like
100%.
That's what's giving me the most pleasure at the moment. The Guard are obviously out the door. It's all going well. What have you guys been up to hobby wise actually?
Well, Will, had you finished your stick chat, or have you got? Tell us more.
Yeah, tell us more about your stick chat.
So I've been doing these bolt action bits. I managed to build. I built everything in the kit now, which is pretty cool. So I bought that the Banzai starter kit, which was £81 from Boards and Swords when we went up about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then which was really cool. They also gave me the second edition rulebook for the game as well. So for £81, I got a 1,000-point army and the rulebook, which was off the chain. Amazing value. So then bought a few extra things here and there, like bought the Japan Codex, I imagine, whatever it's actually called. Armies of Imperial Japan.
The army book or whatever.
Yeah, and then I bought some dice off Amazon and some little things like that. So just been slowly accumulating them together.
You need a bag? You need the dice bag?
Oh, you're right, I do, yeah. I should probably have a look on Etsy for that. Could probably get some cool ones, maybe.
There'll be
a sick one with like that. Is it the Japanese symbol of like the red lines on the white? That would look pretty cool as a dice pack.
Yeah, I think I'd like it to say "you rack discipline."
Just map racism, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Well, I'm actually referencing South Park, so okay. And obviously you need to get a banner as well to wear when I play.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a few more things that I need to get in preparation. 100%, 100%. So that's going well. I'm seeing Ian next Friday. We're going to play a game then. So I've got a week to do the bases. I'm doing the bases separately because they're going to be so jungly. So I need to get the bases done over the course of the next week so I can actually glue the models to the base and then play a game with him, which would be good. Beyond that, I've done a little bit more on the Raven Guard, which was good. So started the going back over it and fixing what I wasn't happy with. Like, I had some gold details on them, I think I told you guys about, but I decided I don't want any more. I just want silver, black, and then, you know what I mean, other browns and reds and stuff as well. So went back and started that, which was good. I just got a few more things to do on that. I started the Emperor's Children as well. So I built a Praetor. I think I sent you guys a snap. Built a pretty sweet Praetor out of the new Terminator Praetor kit, which is pretty cool. He's got a massive hammer because he's going to swing out initiative 2 when he charges. So I thought that would be quite cool. Beyond that, I'm actually thinking about it. Now I've said it out loud, because sometimes it kind of takes saying it to actually realise how much or little you've done. I've actually done quite a lot, but it's been a lot of... hasn't been very finishy, it's just been enably. Which is good and bad, but sometimes you kind of lack a bit of drive on it. But actually, it's good, because it's keeping me... having these little kind of like flitty projects to kind of go here and go there between has actually been quite nice, because I don't get bored, which has been a problem in the past. It's been
bored, right?
Of course, yeah.
You know, people have different stamina levels. Like Rob just never seems to run out of stamina, but I'm sure he does. You know, and then there are, you know, the rest of us who, you know, lose heart, but lose enthusiasm, lose drive, need to come back to it. Yeah, you know,
agreed.
And, that's natural. And the worst thing is to beat yourself up about it. Like, you know, I suppose we'll come back to it in a bit, actually, because I would like to talk about it. But that 40K I went to at the weekend, everyone's still so hyped for 40K, but a lot of people are just like, I literally can't build or paint anymore for a while.
Really? Sometimes you just play yourself out, don't you? Yeah.
Well, a lot of them were burning the midnight oil, you know, to get the battle the army done to a standard.
It's so often the way, isn't it, when there's a big addition change or an enormous meta shift, because thinking, right, I need to get my new thing done so I can use it.
Yeah.
Whereas often if you're just making little changes, maybe you only need a new squad or you're trying a different character or something, but maybe a new addition, new army, and you're like, oh, so much to paint.
I mean,
the guard to paint, and I rushed a unit in the last week and was really unhappy with it, but that's all, you know. But then there was a guy who's been sat on a Chaos Knights army for a few months. They're not the best thing in 40K, but he really wanted to play them, so he built them all up. Really wanted to get his, because there's obviously 10 points a game for being painted, so he really wanted to get his painted points. It didn't happen at the weekend, you know, for him. So he dropped 50 points over the weekend for not being painted.
Yeah, and now that's a thing in 40K.
Yeah, you need to be painted to your event standard, you know, and the event's standard will change. So he wanted that and he didn't meet it, and now he's sat down to sort of paint, knowing he's got 3 or 4 more events before the end of the year, and he's just like, I've burnt myself out.
Oh wow!
And he loves them. He's not going to sell them or move on or whatever. But, you know, he loves them. It's just now, like, you know, sitting down to the table and no enthusiasm because he's burnt himself out trying to rush.
Yeah.
So it happens. Happens to everyone, right?
Yeah, it's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? So.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to John Askham about it this week, actually, about, you know, for him wanting to sit down and paint something for the love of it and not because he's got to have it ready for an event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's why he's doing his Horus now. It's kind of I'll do this at my own schedule because it really doesn't matter when I get it done. so it can just be done to my standard, you know?
Of course, yeah. Which is interesting, actually, yeah.
Yeah, well, especially for someone like John, who always seems indefatigable.
he's just a machine, isn't he? He's just...
Yeah, well, when the Sons of Horus character came out for Sherlock Cathonia, you know, I think he was the first person to have it all fully painted up on Facebook and social media and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He was just like, pow, done, sweet.
Yeah. I'm fucking done. Yeah, deal with it. So, I'm sure, you know, painting like that is fun for like 5 minutes and then we'll slowly kill you.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Giles, what have you been up to? Dark Angels?
I've been a busy boy at the desk and away from the desk. Had assignments that have needed to be done. They've taken up fucking loads of time. Hopefully going to get some good marks, but fortunately, if I'm typing, I'm not painting. I have done some painting, and I'll tell you for why. I've got a generic Dark Angels console painted besides the Purity Seal-esque bit of cloth that I forgot to paint, so I need to do that. And I need to find a shoulder pad for him as well. But, you know, small problems, we move. So I've painted him. I've painted 5 Synobium, and that nearly fucking killed me.
How many more do you have to do?
5 more to go. I went into it thinking, like, I know this is going to be a struggle, but I didn't realise it was going to be that much of a struggle. I know if Rob's complaining about the details and something, I'm probably going to have all kinds of problems. And that did indeed prove to be the case. It's just every millimetre of them has some kind of issue. And even then, I haven't stuck on their cloaks or their shoulder wing thing because I thought that kicks them off too much. They then become too busy. So I've left those off intentionally. But like, there's 3 different shades of silver on there. 4 different, I think, actually. Like, I've had to introduce some golds because there's so many details and I needed to mix up the metallics because otherwise they just look like they're all one colour. I feel like I might need to stick some checks on one of this on their left shoulders because they look a bit dark, I think. I'll be keen to, when you boys come over on Sunday, I'll be keen to get some opinions on them because I'm not 100% happy with how they look. All of the... Troops choices and all the other Marines have a red pad, I think, apart from the fire wing, which I'm going to redo in all black because stealthy. And like the Raiders, I think the red is what makes them pop, and I think they're maybe lacking some red, so I might need to either put some checks on the shoulder pad to kind of, they've got some white in there, or paint their shoulder pads somehow. I think it's all one part, so we'll have to get serious creative with some taping, I think, or some blue tacking, but maybe they need some red in on that one pad. But anyway, yeah, I'm keen to get some feedback on those ones. But I mean, I guess when I think about it, we haven't recorded for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? So I guess in that time scale, I'm not too unhappy with having painted a character. 5 Synobium, and I'll probably have 2 Lamb Raiders 80% done. Certainly tabletop ready, but come Sunday. Minus actually 1 door, because I managed to lose. I only need 1 on Sunday of the 2, but I'm obviously painting them at the same time for efficiency of painting time's sake. I've managed to misplace 3 out of the 4 Lamb Raider doors, and I don't know what the fuck I've done with them.
Obviously you're painting them separately, but what's the plan with them?
Yeah, so I was going to leave them off. I'm going to do them all 4 are going to be different. Are going to be different. So,
are we talking blue and yellow checks? Like, are we talking?
I don't think we're going to go blue and yellow. I think we're going to. So the first one I've done, for speed's sake, I thought I'll do the most simple one first. This is just a red door onto a black flank, one of the like the classic front and back cutouts that people always make a different colour. The front one on both of the Lamb Raiders, so on both flanks, is red. So just to give you an idea of the the colour scheme on the sides of these Raiders. I'm going to stick a couple of little transfers on there. Then obviously the sponsons are going to come on. That's another new colour. And the doors are going to be the showpiece of the side of the tank. So the first one is just red for simplicity and speed of painting sake. Next three, when I can find, beg, borrow or print. And when the new printer arrives, potentially them off. They're going to be, I think I'm going to checker one. One of them will be another red one with a checkered stripe, white checks down the middle and quite a fat stripe, probably like 3 mil checks, I think.
Right, yeah.
And that will have one of the fancier Dark Angels decals over the top. I think one of them, I'm going to do black and red courses. Cool. And then maybe chuck some checks over the top of it, and we'll have to see what this looks like when it comes out. But like checks could be a good way to cover up the some of the courses if I've not got my taping perfect on, and maybe some checks might cover up some mistakes if needs be. Yes, and then I kind of like, I want to, you know, the Dark Angel decal of the skull of the wings that everyone puts on the side of their big tanks.
Correct. Classic.
I kind of want to put that on one of them. I also kind of think everyone else has already done that.
Everyone has done it for a reason, because it looks
does fun. Look sick, yeah. And probably that colour plate with it is fucking horny. Then I think I also want to sit down, do some internet scrolling, and probably find someone else that's done one really well and steal it. Size quartered cream. Oh, and black one looks fucking sensational. The cream would take weathering really nicely, but at the moment there's no other cream in my force, and it's going to be Zenobium in this Raider. It's not going to be different companions. Colour? So Zenobium's not got cloaks at the moment. If I do, they will be red.
Right, okay. Because there's obviously
red cloaks in the way.
I've just noticed terrible airbrushing as well on my Lamb Raider. It's clearly all that I've not noticed, so that's getting weathered. Good job I spotted that. If you see me in an event, find the pooling on the Lamb Raider and I will fist bump you. What was I saying? Christ, so much activity in my brain.
Synobium cloaks,
yeah, probably just gonna leave them off. I might paint them and then, because I think the difference between painting one and painting five will be minimal.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do that, maybe blue tack them on, see how I feel. If they add some like extra motion into some of them, I might go for it. If they don't, I think I'll probably just leave them off, because they're already fucking massive, which I love. They're big fucking boys, those sculpts. Oh yeah, absolute whopper choppers. What else have I done? I've bought quite a lot of stuff as well, actually, so I got quite a telling off for having four boxes of toy soldiers all rocking at the same time.
What
arrived, we had the Germans.
Oh yeah.
I'll come back to that in a second very briefly. Yeah. My new airbrush hose, I had some Volkite chargers turn up from powerful Dan Collister. He actually provided them to me free of charge. He's such a lovely boy. And then I also had 10 Mark 6 with some additional bits in there as well, and something else I think turn up. And it's just a lot of stuff arriving on one day. And I managed to shimmy and shuffle with my snaky tongue to avoid too half a telling off initially, but I foolishly didn't dispose of the evidence when I'd got them into the nerd room.
Oh no!
I know. And I got caught out. I thought I'd got away with it so well, because I was like, oh well, these ones were free, they were sent to me. And then I changed the subject into asking Frank about her day, and then she said, oh right, and what about the other four? And then I was like, oh well, this is my new airbrush hose, because the other one was leaking like a sieve, and again deflected like an absolute champion. Mm-hmm. And then scurried them upstairs, and I was so proud of myself, but you know, fumbled it at the end. But we move, boys, we move.
Everyone just needs to learn from this to do a Kev Forster. So Kev Forster is a local hobbyist in my town, and when him and his wife were first dating and they had a house and they were, you know, saving,
I've just remembered what story this is.
He used to say, look, I know you've had a hard day, let me do some housework, I'm a sweep up. And she'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much. I really could just
do with you
helping and sweeping up. And he was like, fucking no dramas. So he would sweep up and then he would collect all the dust that he'd swept. And then when he bought new stuff from Games Workshop, he would just sprinkle it in the dust. And then she'd be like, where's this from? And he'd be like, it's fucking dusty, you ute. What are you talking about? Like, I'm not
thinking about it. That's genius.
Genius.
Not genius. It's fucking horrible, but...
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell the story about your mate that put his Warhammer in the oven.
What?
In the oven?
Your story.
I
can't remember who said this. Maybe it's like one of Sai's stories from him or one of the Spartans, but I'm sure when he... It was a friend of a friend, when they first met their partner, wasn't sure if they were going to... how they were going to feel about Warhammer and stuff. They were panicking before they came over and didn't know what to do with it.
Is it Sai?
Yeah. And he was panicking. I didn't know where to hide it. So he scooped it all up and shut it in the oven and closed the door. And just, obviously didn't turn it on, but like put it in the oven because there was nowhere else to hide it. And that makes me chuckle every time I think about it.
Good old Sai. Good old Sai and his phobia about letting people know what a nerd he is.
I know.
Speaking of Sai, I got to see the absolute specimen of human being the other week, and it was amazing.
Tell me everything. Yeah. Tell me everything.
It was just marvellous. Unfortunately, he was playing a game, so I couldn't really pull him away from his opponent and just say what the life of Sai has been. It was lovely to see him. He looked very healthy. He looked very keen. His usual... himself, had a little cuddle, even took a selfie, and I don't usually like taking photos, but I feel like part of my soul is taken out of it. But with Scyther, it was fine. It stayed intact. Yeah, just had a little catch up, checked out his first sexual Dark Angels, which are just glorious as ever. And he was having a really good time. It was the last game of the weekend. So he played Heresy all weekend. It was just great. It was lovely to see him back in again, which was...
It feels like when you go on Facebook that he's painting 5 or 6 units a day.
Yeah, because he was also putting up non-Dark Angels as well, I think, which was very interesting.
Yeah, he's been commissioning. They're a commission that someone asked him to paint up.
See, I'm going to find him now. What's his name on the gram?
Secret 30k... Geek, I think.
Yeah.
Some Secret 30k Geek. You should, listeners, you should follow and you should check it out.
Most of you will, because he's a Golden Demon winner. So.
God, he is, isn't he? Oh, the Borax were Golden Demon.
If you don't and you like the show, go on his page and then what should we get? See if we can make anyone comment on his posts about.
The pipe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
The pipes.
It's quite northern. Do we lean into that?
He is quite northern. Say, open that silver tower that you won 6 years ago from Eastbourne.
Yes, go onto his page and just comment open silver tower with no context. And we'll forget to flick back on his page in a week and see if anything's been mentioned.
Because I think he's more behind in the podcast than Matt Woodley.
Classic
Chudley.
Yeah, but at least size vehicles have got exhausts.
True,
that's where we set our line. No backward step from that point. Paint your fucking exhaust, Chudley.
Paint your exhaust.
Just put them on the model at least.
Another task for you listeners. Go on to Heretical Architect the Instagram page. That's Chudley. You're going to go onto his page, find a picture of any of his Ultramarines, something that he's painted that isn't an exhaust, and comment, why isn't this an exhaust? Something on this line.
Where's the exhaust?
Just say it's so exhausting.
Oh, that's a good
better.
One. Yeah. Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Something.
I'm exhausted looking at these. Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you who is not exhausted. I know all we're doing now is just talking about how our hobby boyfriends are doing way more work than us, but... Pete King. That bloke knows no fear. Like,
the
rate of those Death Guard tanks that he's got churned. Cough.
It's a chain. Yeah.
I'm staggered at how fast he's doing them. And they look bloody great as well.
I presume you guys have seen that cheeky little test that Ollie did the other day.
Yeah, ma'am.
I thought he was winding me up when he was telling me about his plan for it, and he was going to use 30 down and then wash it off with water. I was like, pff, pff. Ollie, not using oils. Pff, fake news, mate. When he sent it through, I really, really like it. I think it looks really cool.
I mean, it's way better than anything I could do. It's just a bit too yellow. But I guess...
I see, I quite like that, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm sure... I mean, it will look great because it's Ollie, right?
I think that's potato, isn't it? So, yeah.
And it's Ollie, right? So it doesn't matter what it is because it will still look the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder how far down that rabbit hole he's going to go.
Yeah, hopefully he goes 3K, 3.5K. That's what
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, but at least, yeah.
You never know, so...
Never going to be 3.5K... of like the typical Death Guard shit either. It's gonna be 3.5K of just this most fucking crazy random models.
Yeah, because we had a little...
I want a Cerberus.
So
yeah, he's gonna have a Cerberus, he's gonna have Vigilators in there. It's gonna be crazy.
Nah, there aren't any Vigilators in this, so 2 weeks ago, last week actually on Thursday, Ollie and I both took the Thursday off work and I went down to him to play some games and had a lovely time playing some games, and he was telling me about his list when we went out to get lunch, and it is classic Ollie. It is so badass.
How many?
So he's got none because he's got Typhon.
Ugh, how many Grave Wardens?
14.
What?
No, 12, sorry. 12 because
Keith has been smoking that shit.
Because he's got two characters that join each squad to make them 7 and 7.
So he's got 30, so he's got 12.
Yeah, 12, but then two characters. So each unit will be 7 and 7, and then he's got 28 heavy support marines, which is pretty cool.
Boring.
14
they've not got the weapons you'd expect them to have.
14 multi-melters.
14 multi-melters.
Ollie's
been smoking that shit.
He's got two 13-man squads of tactical marines with apothecary, so they're 14 marines.
Of course, yeah.
And then a Cerberus. Then I think he's flip-flopping between a couple of Arcuses or a couple of C-beam dreads.
Now, here's the real question.
Or a couple of something else he was talking about as well. I can't remember.
Giles. When you said a minute ago, he wants a Cerberus, was that a good guess, or did you know this beforehand?
I feel like he's been talking about Cerberuses, so it's probably in my mind somewhere.
He's talking about it quite a lot, isn't he? Yeah.
You've got some ESP level shit.
But how cool! I think it's a really cool list. I think it's really different as well.
Ollie makes some cool. Well, this is Ollie does. Ollie's lists are cool because they're like an update on 2016 Heresy.
Yeah,
that's actually
yeah.
a great point.
Okay, that's,
and that's why we love them, because they're just so nostalgic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make some Terminators, but they're all going to have, you know, they're all going to be Tartarus Terminators with the shields, and we're like, what year is this?
is this even allowed? No.
What are you talking about?
Do this anymore?
Like, so, how did your game go? I mean, I saw you deploy the rhino up in the middle of a tree or whatever, but
yeah, you absolutely idiot.
Was in the tank factory technically. It did get immediate justice when Ollie blew up a dreadnought next to it, which then immobilized it on the first floor of said building.
The first floor.
It was on the ground floor, but I couldn't get it on the ground floor, so we agreed to just put it on so it was visible and easily accessible, but it was actually on the ground floor, but it was just all on the first floor.
If it can't fit, it can't sit.
It doesn't sit, mate. It hasn't got legs. It can't sit. It parks. It's a tank. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck off, Will.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, right? But on my last game at that tournament.
Yeah.
I can say this here because it's a safe space, right?
40k tournament.
40k
tournament. Yeah, the one you went to the other week. Yes.
Took my guard, took my Shadow Sword, right? The Shadow Sword was an absolute motherfucker all weekend. And I deployed it next to a ruin, right? Like a big L-shaped big bastard ruin.
One of the classic 40k L's.
Yeah, exactly that. Big one, right? Next to it was a little, like, 2-inch wide L-shape, 3-inch wide, like, tiny little corner of a building. Right? Okay. And on my turn, I wanted to move forward. And my opponent, a very good friend of mine, said, you can't, because that little building is a ruin. And vehicles cannot enter ruins. Therefore, you are stuck. And I said, no, sure, this is a ruin, this big building. This little ruin is not a building, and I'm just going to mow through it. And the TO came over and said, no, Tom, you've deployed it between two ruins, exactly as wide as a shadow sword. You now cannot move because your sponsons are wide, and you can't fit through.
Grow up.
So
yeah, that's
my shadow sword was immediately useless.
Immobilized in where a game was, where immobilization doesn't happen.
Yeah,
am I correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So it was essentially immobilized without the rule because it couldn't move,
yeah.
Which was very annoying. And Lloyd could not stop laughing at me, which.
I look forward to bringing this up on Sunday with Lloyd when I see him. It's going to be marvellous. Yeah,
and see him you shall.
Oh, it's going to be great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've been messaging today about transport plans because obviously my family are going to need the car. So Lloyd's going to drive up in the van. What time are we needed, Giles? What time are we kicking off?
Be there at 10 or be square.
Be there at 10?
For 10:30 start because I can't trust you all.
It's early.
That's true.
I'm up for it.
It's not early. 10 o'clock on a Sunday.
But it's for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lunch. We've got to get a game in before. We've got to get a game in afterwards.
I'm down.
Jesus Christ. I better write a list. 1,000 points. Yeah. Carnage.
Don't say that around fucking Rob. He's done nothing but.
I know.
He's triple checked the list.
Right. Just beside him,
he's written lists. He's triple checked. He's basically Santa Claus of this list. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What's
this? No, I genuinely don't know. We're gonna play 1,000 points of Carnage with Shao and Ouj, or the Legions of Starthes, I should say, with one compulsory troop. Instead of two, you're only doing 1,000 points. And then ZM,
really?
Oh, we're doing 1,250 points. Ublaze. Harry is now no longer 100% certain he's going to be able to make it, but I've subbed in a ZM table, so still going to be able to play ZM. It's going to be fucking great.
Oh, man. I'll be...
Oliver's ZM table in the car as well, so...
Well, yeah, I thought you said you couldn't get it.
I can't bring the... thing that covers people from sun, the gazebo.
The gazebo warning thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, but well, I can bring case, the, how yeah. big is yours? Is yours a 6x4 or a 4x4?
It's 25 tiles, so.
Big.
So it's a 6x4, yeah. No, 6x4. 16 is a 4x4, 20 is a 5x4. Yeah, it's a 6x4.
Oh, shit. I'll stand Rob down then. No, save the space in your tiny car. I need to ask Pete if he's got a gazebo, actually.
It's Pete. Yeah, although saying that...
Yeah, Pete's coming.
Sick.
Boy, although saying that, Rob and I probably have the same size car.
Bringing the bath? Rob can only bring a 4x4, so if we had a 6x4 as an option, that sounds like the better way to go, doesn't it?
Perfect, yeah. And also, Rob has got huge shoulders, so fitting all that as well as everything else.
I wonder if Rob can fit his spare, like, table in the car.
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah. It would be good if someone could bring some big tanks/flyers to go in the, like, landing bays on the ZM board. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've got a Fire Raptor and a Lightning, if that helps, that can go in there that I won't be using.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. So yeah. I think there's four tiles that are just the empty ones. So I've got scattered terrain, but it's always nice to put.
I can fill them up with Sons of Horus vehicles. No problem.
Oh,
I'm also saying, just in case some people can't make it, because it's like a super chill thing, bring some additional points. So if we end up playing like a 1v2 on the ZM or something, like the points still add up.
Sweet,
isn't it? It's going to be fucking great. I marinated some meat for it this evening. So I've got 12 chicken breasts, sorry, chicken thighs, currently marinating it in a sweet chili, soy, garlic, salt and pepper in there as well, obviously. A little marinade that I'm mushed up. Obviously, take skin on, bones out, of course. Stick them on the BBQ. I've got some breasts that I'm going to go for a more, I think I'm going to go either a chicken sheesh with those, or maybe a half sheesh, half like tandoori or masala style chicken. Oh, maybe go down the Indian side of Asia. So yeah, I'm going to stick those. So we'll have like a good amount of chicken. I've got some posh dogs, which are like slightly fancy hot dogs. Only got a few of those. Tom's bringing a salad. I've said it to everyone. Bring an item for the BBQ or accompaniment for the BBQ. Sorry, Will.
Tom bringing dank salad.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Is any salad worth bringing?
I'm so excited now.
I've built it up so much over the years.
I'm gonna cry. It's gonna be better, Tom. I'm gonna be eating it in tears of pure joy. Oh, I can't wait. I brought it
to Pete's first SummerSlam.
Oh, I might have had it then.
No, because no one wanted it, right?
Oh,
like literally, everyone was like, "Oh no, I'm fine, thank you," and I was like, "Fuck yes."
No, I'm definitely going to eat some salad because I now get serious heartburn problems, so I'm going to need some salad in there.
Oh man, well, the amount of vinegar in this salad is going to cause you the shit.
Oh baby, I look forward to pulling over
and
I'll on Sunday, Giles.
Anytime really. Whenever we wrap up, there's no hard exit.
Yeah, I don't know if Lloyd has to get back for his daughter at all. I actually don't know, so we'll have to check that.
That's fine. Like I say, if people need to dip after the BBQ, if like a few people, or well, I mean, I've got 10,000 points of shit upstairs if we need to, just jiggery pokery points, but if people need to scoot, it's not a problem at all. It's just a little gathering of some boyfriends.
I wonder whether Rob will lend me some Blood Angels.
Oh,
no harm in asking.
Lord. There isn't, is there? I might have to ask you. Because everything else is inferior now in my mind, you know.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah.
And it is crazy that I am this like, yeah, just Blood Angels. It's not even like hype. I'm not hard for, it's not like if I don't paint Blood Angels I'll die. It's just it's them, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I feel like you've got the heresy equivalent of post nut clarity.
Yeah, that's a very good way to describe it. That's a very good way to describe it. It kind of is.
Rolled over and gone.
And you know what? I've had the same. I know we haven't had an opportunity to talk about it. Maybe we never will. But I had the same with the guard. In that, the guard are very boring in 40k to play. And when I was looking around at other things to play as, you know, to borrow people's armies or whatever, realistically, the only models I wanted were guard. It's just a shame that guard were really boring.
Yeah.
Until someone pointed me in the direction of Gene Stealer Cult, which...
Guard with flavour. Yeah,
They're guard with flavour, and you can also take 500 points of guard allies.
Oh, perfect.
And I was like, oh, this is...
So you can you get a rogue dawn in there though.
That's exactly the thing, Giles. Yeah, I mean, I because of bedtimes, I won't go too into it now. But you know the term a distraction Karn effects.
I am aware of this. Yes.
Yes. So, because of my Shadow Sword in my list, the rogue dawn was the distraction Karn effects, and it was every shot that is fired at the rogue dawn is a shot not fired at the Shadow Sword. And the Shadow Sword did real work. And every single one of my opponents fell for it. And the crown...
The stupid bitch.
Yeah. And the crowning moment of that was I was playing an Imperial Knight player who was a very competent, very cocky, very funny, but, you know, a very cocky player. And he told me that he was going to destroy my Rogal Dorn in, you know, 2 or 3 nights worth of shooting, and then would move over onto other tanks. And he shot his entire army and then charged it with 2 knights and didn't do a single wound of damage.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So, yes, so the Rogal Dorn will be making an appearance in Gene Stealer Colors. That's a long tangent. But yeah, post-nut clarity is a great way to describe the Blood Angels. I'm looking at, you know, I can see them from where I am now, and I'm bringing them on Sunday, as incomplete as they are. Just so the boys can see him.
Can you take Kimeras in Gene Stealer Cult?
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't, but you can.
You could, in theory. Yeah.
You could, in theory. But the little, you know, the little truck? The Goliath truck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got a Gene Stealer Start Collecting. As
part comes of, one of them, I imagine
it does. Yeah, I got it as part payment for a commission, and it comes with one of those little trucks, and I'm holding it next to a Predator now, and it is exactly the footprint of a Rhino chassis. It is exactly the footprint, but way more intricately detailed, with loads of pipes and wires and mining equipment, and it looks like a piece of Necromunda scenery, Will. With all the little, you know, railings and exhausts and viewports and everything else. It's pretty crazy.
When you say that, I imagine it being a, like, ash waste vehicle more than anything now, I think. I think I just associate
Well, we're going to be doing a summer holidays Necromunda campaign.
With ash wastes? Or?
Well, we've steered away from ash wastes primarily because the hive is just better. Or, like, appears to be just better. But
especially with the new book coming out and all the new updates.
So. But this is the thing. So the new book and the new updates and everything else has pushed a few people who have been, like, Munda curious. And now everyone's, you know, everyone is fully hard for 40K. You know, there are people who are just like, oh, I can just bosh, like, one box of this and I can play Necromunda.
Just a little aperitif to the main core.
Exactly that, yeah. So, Gene Stealer Cult in Necromunda, so that sort of does me, not a problem.
I think that's what action is to me at the moment. It's like a cheeky, it's like a little side hoe that's just there on the side when you want it.
And easy. I think that if and when I do bolt action properly, it won't be that for me.
You just go whole hog, events, tournaments, blah, 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 blah.
I think that if I started down the route of bolt action, that I don't know about tournaments, but I would definitely like to be playing the campaigns at a club level.
Yeah.
And if we do events, you know, they've got a very good reputation in wargaming, almost as good a reputation as sort of Heresy events. Being sort of well run, enjoyed, no tantrums thrown at the top tables and such, good prize support, good regular event runners and stuff. So there's quite a lot of me that thinks maybe this is a good thing to do. You know, I've got little to no desire to go out into the wider world and play 40K, you know, in tournaments or whatever, but bolt action,
yeah, I'd love to go to a doubles event. It's just the 2 or 3 that, like, the grouping's setting around. It's just going to be too soon for me to get a force painted, because I've got Archangels I need to get done for John's event, which is the end of September. Mm. And then I've got 800 points of mech I need to paint for Malmo. Mm.
Jesus Christ, was that loads of
I've got a lot to do. Something's going to have to give, we'll give it a good go.
I don't think it does, actually. I think actually that's quite an achievable hobby goal.
Particularly when so I think by Sunday I'll have 1,200 points probably of Dark Angels, mm. pretty, pretty much done, like 95% done. From there, that's all the troops done. It's five more Cenobium, which is going to be the biggest slog. Two characters, a couple of dreads, some rapiers, and like 12 more infantry. So it is doable, but when you, it does still sound like quite a lot. So, but with John's event, I'm sure it's quite favourable to allied detachments, so they may end up being allied to something. The bases, unsurprisingly, match all the other bases I've done recently. So,
yeah.
So,
I'm in an R and over the bases for Blood Angels because I sort of resigned myself to doing the Unreal Wargaming, Ollie Mew, Rob Medwell's Terror Special. You know,
they do look great, but they are quite pricey.
Yeah, well, that's the problem at the moment.
And you get bases, you can print bases. Are there like good ones out there?
No.
Good STLs?
No. Not really. The only
I've seen like ZM ones, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
Well, they are in the respect, Giles, that my Gene Stealer cult are going to be using the Necromunda bases.
Like my
40k army, but they don't sell the cavalry size base.
Obviously there are
cavalry bases in the 40k army, cavalry models, sorry. So I've got an STL of Necromunda files, and I remember taking a 25mm and boosting it up to 28.5 for my dwarfs because they were on 28.5mm. But realistically, I need someone cleverer than me to work out how to make one a oval-shaped cavalry base. But no, for Blood Angels, I'm either going to have to go Unreal Wargaming ones or go like Eben Keshig, Ollie Mew, desert style, which I do love. But that's about was all I've got the knowledge to do, I think.
I'm really excited. I've just checked the old calendar for like 30k on the horizon. I have a weekend which is more a barbecue and like a hangout than it is actually Heresy in August, and that's the only weekend I have booked in August.
Oh, fantastic. Keep it free.
I think that's because of work, so I need to check my work calendar as well. But the prospect of having like a month, a pseudo month off from events and stuff, and then like three in a month sounds Blistering. Absolutely delicious. Yeah, it sounds absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well,
I've got yours, Malmo, which is back-to-back weeks, and I've got John's and Pete's, and then I've got a couple of attrition as well in there.
As per the sort of the Eastbourne standard, my one is going to be super chill. The only thing is the local players that have been playing.
You were saying couple of them like almost brand new to it, which sounded quite interesting.
I mean, they're both brand new to wargaming, I think. One of them has been Connor. You might even follow him on Instagram, but Connor has been to greetings. He played ZM a couple of greetings ago.
Did he? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so he sort of knows how good Heresy events are. And he's been chatting to Rob Medwell about getting his Imperial Fist up to standard. He's made friends with the Heresy on the Hill heroes. The best. So, like, I think he's even gone to go and play a game with them recently. So he's doing really well, and he's networking, you know, which is what you need to do for Heresy, really. But the other week they turned up, I was playing a game of 40k, and him and a guy turned up to play 30k, and they were like, okay, it's the shooting phase. How do we literally roll to hit?
You said this earlier.
And I was like, oh, just checking the quick reference thing. And they were like, it's not in there. Like, wounding is, but the roll to hit is not. So when you're trying to tell people who have never played any edition of 40K before 8th or 9th, how you roll to hit when you have to calculate it and stuff, they're like, what the fuck are you actually talking about?
Wait, surely it just says what I need on the dice. Nah, you actually need to do the tiniest little
bit of maths and figure it out.
And then Whippet's just coming.
So that was fun. But so he'll be playing in my event, which is fun. Hopefully, Connor.
That's sick.
Yeah. Boys, I think I think we're getting close to my bedtime, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's been a chilled chat this evening, hasn't it? I feel like there was some mild negativity towards the middle, and then we've ramped ourselves up as we've gone along.
Did we do some negativity?
Probably inadvertently did. But we also haven't done a single pipe dream, and we were supposed to. Which is both good and bad, because it means we've just been enjoying chatting, which has been actually marvellous. So it's just your pipe dreams. You get it next week.
Yeah, I mean,
if we remember.
This is one of those. This is why, boys, we don't do a Patreon. For all the people who ask, why don't you do a Patreon? Why aren't you earning money off this podcast? For literally reasons like this. Tom's got to be up early in the morning. He's on call. Everyone's had a long week. Everyone's
we forgot.
But now we're not financially beholden to do it. You know?
True. Well, I'd like to do some pipe dreams, truthfully. I really quite enjoy them.
Pipe dreams. Some of my favourite things.
So do I. I'm just sorry I'm an idiot.
Yeah, right. It's in, right. We put enough pins in it that it looks like acupuncture. We're doing it next week, okay?
Yes, we'll be fucking
up. We're going to do breakdown of Giles's barbecue weekend. And then we're each going to pick a pipe dream and do one each, yeah?
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, it's on.
And, well, can I entrust you to remind me on Tuesday next week that that's what I need to be doing?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Perfect.
Well, like, I'm already out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what's happening on Tuesday.
I'm already out. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Although the workshop is coming along, the base has been, as you've both seen, I've sent apps of it. The base is poured.
Dry.
Hey, man.
Shut up.
It's fucking rock hard, mate.
I've been watching some of the TikToks of dry pour concrete.
Dry pour? Ooh.
Yeah. Like it's a big thing out in America for DIY.
It's an American thing. Okay.
Yeah, they get the base and then they fill it with just...
Is it like postcrete?
Yeah, just postcrete mix, right, essentially. And then,
what?
Yeah, a bunch of fucking loads.
They frame it out, right? Fill it with postcrete and then put like 5 mil of water over the top of it using the hose.
Okay.
In fact, they use their hose on like the sprinkler setting, right?
Oh!
And just sort of wet it, all this postcrete, and then they just do that like 10 times over the day, and it sets
That's
off.
That's enough. Interesting. I've never seen
Sounds
it done.
Much no. easier. I'd be intrigued to know.
It's definitely much easier. For
science
you,
behind it.
Yeah, well, part of me just thinks if you lifted the timber frame out, is the bottom just all powder?
But
Yeah, exactly.
It must cure off enough for them to do the video, you know, and not just be instantly flat. Total bullshit.
Because usually when you're floating concrete in, like, the water comes to the top, like the So... But it sounds like the way you're describing it is it goes the other way. It kind of draws it in rather than expelling it.
It's definitely like trying to, you know, if you like spray water on a sponge, does the bottom of the sponge get wet? Of course it does.
Yeah, it's true.
It's,
when you're doing like big boy amounts of concrete, you're meant to keep it wet, aren't you, while it's curing with like damp towels or, like you say, a light sprinkling every now and again. So I guess that must be slurping it in while it's like mostly cured. But interesting.
On like big sites, when I've seen it be done, like industrial units, when they're concrete basing the bottom down, I've seen geezers using those plant sprayer backpacks. Just dusting it down, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting, yeah. So that was all poured.
A good hour and a half talking about concrete and admixtures and the size of the aggregates in it, and you find coarse aggregates and
and I'm gonna start mashing it, I'm not gonna lie, just gets me rock hard.
And I'll tell you all about what I saw last week, boys, while at work, was under pressure drilling.
Like gas?
Yeah So like 38 bar of gas in a cast iron main. And then this geezer comes along and drills through it while it's under pressure, threads it, fits a valve, pulls his little apparatus away, and there's no gas leak. And he's just put a valve in for me. It's baller. It's just amazing.
Nah, he's a fucking wizard.
Yeah. Oh,
mate. He must be. Like,
definite sorcery.
It's all dry drilling. So he's got like a little widget. He's got like a, you know, a drill bit that's, there's no electricity to it. And he's just winding a geared winch really slowly, letting the drill bit do the work.
It's got like a grommet on it to keep it sealed, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I think it's got a contact diaphragm and two O-rings in it.
Oh,
but they've got some serious big boy O-rings, you know.
I'm going to say serious kit if it's 38 bar. Yeah.
Oh, yes, 38 bar pressure. And then what we were drilling is to put fittings on for grease in the valve. So then
do the uneducated.
Yeah.
How much, like... Is there an example you can give me of how much pressure 38 bars is?
When you open,
I know in my car there's like three prep. I feel like I go up to 3 bar when I'm doing my tires.
If you go to your kitchen tap now and turn the cold tap on to full on, right?
Yes.
That's 3 bar roughly.
Wow.
Okay.
So if you put
your hand under that water 13 times, yeah.
Yeah, so basically if you caught a quarter inch fitting of 38 bar to the face, you're not going to have a face.
Oh, fuck that. Well, that, I feel like that's got to be what we end on, surely.
Yeah.
Getting sliced by gas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's sliced in half. Yeah.
That's anyway. A proper Dreadwing way to go.
It is.
But friends of the show, thank you so much for listening. If you're going to buy any goodies, go on to our kickback link. If you go in our Instagram _merchant_princethings, click the link tree, click Element Games, it's like the second one on there. Buy your shit through there, it really helps us out. Follow us on social media. I think the Discord link's currently up to date as of the time of release, so
perfect.
Let you in. Come join us, get chatting.
If McGrath are listening, if you want to send me some products that I will review, send it. Otherwise, keep flocking, baby.
maybe we reach out to him.
Probably.
Keep flocking.
Because I am.
That's the end of the episode. Sorry, that's the name of the episode. flocking all night long. Good night, boys.
Champagne.
Bye.